You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. What would Halloween be without a spooky soundtrack or maybe something from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which, by the way, Green Valley Theater Company in Sacramento is staging this show for a final weekend. There is a Halloween show tonight at 8 o'clock at the Roseville Tower Theater, so we'll post a link to Green Valley's website. Nick Bruner, the host of Hey Listen on Cap Radio, is here. I think he has something a bit different queued up under the Halloween genre for us today.
Yeah, hey, it's nice to be back. I feel like it's been forever.
Yeah, welcome back. Always glad to have you and your music from Hey Listen and kind of all over the map, too. You bring us such eclectic choices.
Oh, well, it's a lot of fun. Sort of a coup to be able to get to do this on a regular basis. So, this is my favorite time of year. Not necessarily Halloween, but the fall. Mm-hmm. I kind of like the Christmas in the air. We're finally at days that don't feel like they're 105 degrees outside. And
it just makes
me just feel really excited. So, in the spirit of the season, I've got a couple of kind of darker tracks, some moody electronica tracks. So if you're really sick of hearing the Monster Mash, these might be good starters for your Halloween playlists.
There are things we can always sing, and that's one of them, but I'm ready for something different.
Well, okay, so let's start with Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. These guys are always just deep and poetic and dark and murderous, and they just released a new record this month. It's called Ghost Teen, which sounds, perfect, right? It's not a particularly scary record. It's good, but it's not. It doesn't really fit the theme. So I went back to the 90s for the record Henry's Dream. And this track is called Christina the Astonishing.
Christina the Astonishing was the most astonishing of all. She prayed balanced on a hurdle, or curled up into a ball. She fled to remote places, climbed towers and trees and walls, to escape the stench of corruption, the stench of human corruption. Into an oven she did crawl.
Oh. Nah. My mind has a big picture going.
Isn't it? I'm in a hut someplace. Frogs and cauldrons.
There's fog.
Oh, right.
Definitely, and like low, dark, scary shrubs where something's hiding.
And it's the record itself, I mean, again, this is not a new album, but it's definitely worth revisiting, especially this time of year. It's just an evil
Say
record.
Say the name of it again.
Henry's Dream.
Okay.
Starts off with just the most just raucous track called Papa Won't Leave You, Henry, and it just grips me the entire time. So.
All right.
Yep.
I think you got a 10 there on the start.
Oh,
so.
No, high marks already. Thanks, Beth.
Let's keep moving.
So this next artist has a local connection, and her name is Christina Esfandiari. She has two bands out. One's called King Woman, which is her kind of like a doom metal kind of outfit, and she has a solo project out called Miserable, and this is from that. It's a track that she released last year called Lover Boy. Oh, no, I think it's pretty much like that's kind of sets the mood for the entirety of the track.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, it doesn't deviate a whole lot from there, but it does kind of like put you in sort of like a drone kind of dark mentality, which Christina Esfandiari is really, really good at. And a fun little side note, Insight interviewed her touring guitarist for Miserable earlier this week in June Swoon.
Oh, yeah.
Nice job, team.
Yeah, Yeah, good job, Cody. Thank you. I'm talking with Nick Bruner. He's the host of Hey Listen on Cap Radio. Big fan of the fall, and happy Halloween to you and yours. So let's keep going with our music.
This time of year, for me, is the perfect time to put on David Lynch movies.
I'm
a big fan of Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah.
We talk about this?
Many times.
Many times, right?
But not only on the air, off the air. I'm right there with you with Twin Peaks.
I was a big fan of this in high school. And around that time, this movie called Lost Highway came out. Mm-hmm. And that blended two of my favorite things at the time. It blended some of the dark, kind of gothy kind of music and David Lynch. And the soundtrack is it's a nut bar. It's all kinds of stuff. It's this wild mix of gothy electronic stuff, like the Smashing Pumpkins. Marilyn Manson covers Screamin' Jay Hawkins' I Put a Spell on You, which is kind of perfect. But bookending the whole thing is this weird, out-of-the-blue, croony, mid-90s David Bowie song called I'm Deranged. And this is how the soundtrack and a film ends.
Funny how secrets travel on. I start to believe if I were to bleed. In sky the man changed his hands held high. Cruise me yard, cruise me bay. A blonde leaf beyond, beyond, beyond.
Excellent choice. And his voice is always an experience, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And that was one of my earliest exposures to David Bowie when I was in high school. I didn't start with like your traditional, like follow his career from like on the way up. It was like I was dropped in the middle of his weird kind of 90s experiments and made it through those and then rich rewards after that. But I always have a soft spot for that track and just the feelings it brings back.
Makes me sad that he's gone.
Yeah, you know, of course. Yeah, I mean, it's his loss is still felt.
Okay, let's finish up with one more.
David Bowie became friends with Trent Reznor about the time of that song's release, and Trent Reznor helped score parts of the movie to Lost Highway. And he's been doing that ever since. Like, he's kind of like grown more and more and more into a composer. He's worked on the Social Network soundtrack. It's his, along with Gone Girl and Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. His writing partner is Atticus Ross. And now he's just released... he's preparing to release three records that are associated with the HBO Watchmen series, and this is the end credits from episode one.
Credits music, I'm going to say thanks, and we're going to do our credits to it. What do you think?
I'm thoroughly ready to go, yes.
Happy Halloween.
Likewise, Ben.
Don't cause too many tricks out there.
No promises.
Thank you, Nick. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. All right, here's thanks to the team. Helen Barrington, Kate Gonzalez, Cody Drabble, Chris Hagen, Emily Zentner, Mark Jones, Anthony Van Hook, Matt Pacini, Aram Sarkissian, Joe Barr. Have a fun and safe Halloween.